Well, what we found out yesterday was that the Committee on Standards and Public Life, which is the body that was set up by John Major 15 years ago, remember, after the Cash for Questions affair, and it's a classic establishment, Quango of the Great and the Good, and it's always had a handful of MPs on it to give some insight into the parliamentary process. Anyway, they had a meeting last week, and they decided that the two MPs and the one PRS who were on it shouldn't be allowed to take part in this investigation because the committee as a whole felt that they obviously had a conflict of interest, and the two MPs receive pay, they claim expenses. The peer, Diana Maddock, is married to an MP, married to Alan Beath, so she has a vested interest in this too. It caused a bit of a row in the committee. Eventually they all agreed this was the best thing for the MPs who were appointed that committee with a specific intention of giving their expertise about how Westminster works. They, I gather, felt that it would look a bit odd if they were sort of told to leave the room when this was being discussed.
Okay, now as far as the stories themselves concerning expenses go, we've had David Cameron wading in, we've had more revelations about Jeff Hoon and Jackie Smith. I mean, really this story is picking up momentum even at this stage, isn't it?
Yes, and it's going to get worse. Jackie Smith gave an interview yesterday to the Sunday Telegraph where she apologised again for the inadvertent claim for the two pornographic films, which she said her marriage was strong. But more interesting in a way was the Sunday Express, which first broke this story, had more details about just some of the everyday things she'd claimed for, including an outdoor barbecue. And they did a full-page spread with a picture of a house and named item by item all these things that she'd claimed on the second home allowance. And well, I'm not sure a lot of MPs do read the Sunday Express, but those that do will have looked at that and thinking, hang on, once we get to the summer and the receipts for every single MP get published, then my local paper is going to do exactly the same to me. So any MPs that's been claiming for bath plugs or outdoor barbecues or pot plants or whatever, and we know that dozens and dozens of them have, they're likely to see this explode. And in black and white, it doesn't look good because this money is there to help them have second homes, and there's an agreement that MPs who live outside London, they do need second homes. But there's one thing paying for a roof over someone's head, there's another thing actually funding an outdoor barbecue and pot plants and all that. It's going to be a PR disaster for them.
And David Cameron is saying that if he does make it to Downing Street, he won't be claiming certain allowances and he won't allow his front bench to either. Do you think this is going to put pressure on Gordon Brown to kind of make a similar announcement?
Yes, Cameron has played this quite cleverly because he has always made the point that no party is in the right on this. There are offenders on both sides. He's always made the point that it's the system that appears to be at fault as much as sort of individuals. But at the same time, he's managed to stay one step ahead of Gordon Brown most of the time, I think, by announcing measures to sort of clean up his own act. And last year he said that he was going to make all these front benches publish details of their own expenses. Yesterday he said that if he was Prime Minister and living in Downing Street, he wouldn't claim the second home allowance himself. Now, under the rules as they are, if you're a government minister with a grace and favour home, the Prime Minister has one, the Chancellor has one, there are various other ministers, the Foreign Secretary and the Home Secretary in the past have had grace and favour homes. Under the rules, there's nothing to stop ministers doing that, but Cameron said yesterday he would stop it.